Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to work our way through the names of God found in Scripture. These names are so instructive and they're so powerful. Today is a name that was used of a lot of other people, but it's so significant as we think of how it was used for Jesus. So the day after John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God, John standing with two of his disciples, and Jesus walked by, and John repeated his introduction, "Behold, the Lamb of God," and John's disciples left him to follow Jesus. Think about that. They had been disciples of John. Now they left him to follow Jesus. John chapter 1, verses 38 through 39 explains what happened next. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and you will see." So rabbi means my great one. It can be translated my master or my teacher. This was a term that the Jews used to describe their religious teachers. In the first century, it came to be known as a title. It was customary for the rabbi to take disciples and to teach them. The disciples would kind of be bound to a rabbi for life. They would be known as a follower of that particular rabbi. After he had taught them from Scripture and the Jewish tradition for several years, the disciples would then become rabbis themselves. Well, when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain with Peter and James and John, the Father spoke to them and said, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Jesus said that those who love him would do what he says. We worship Jesus as our Savior who paid the penalty for our sin, and we read and study the instruction of Jesus, our teacher, our rabbi, who provides the words of eternal life. Guys, that's why we study God's Word every day, right? Because Jesus is not only our Savior, but he is our teacher. He's the one who instructs us. He's the one who we follow. And then we want to take that instruction and pass it on to our children and others in our network of family and friends. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for being my rabbi. Thank you for being my teacher. By your Spirit, help me to be a good student. I pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.